This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, I'll wait for you to get there. I know some of you have slow internet. And once you get there, right, sign up for the weekly email blast. And if you don't want it in your email, then the other thing you can do, and listen, with the email blast, the nice thing about it is we list some of our sponsors, we list some of the great Christmas gifts you can get, and you're supporting conservative groups, conservative stores, conservative commentators and writers. And that's what we want you to do. That's what I want you to do anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you want to get the message on your phone, simply text TRS to 313131. It's TRS to 313131. Okay, I've got more stories than I'm going to be able to get through, but I'm going to have so much fun tonight. Really. So, schools have been ordered to teach 8-year-olds. Now, for some of you who have nieces, nephews, or even sons and daughters, think about it. 8-year-olds. The boys can have periods, too. Schools in Brighton have been ordered to teach children as young as 8 that people of all genders have periods, as well as to install sanitary waste disposal units at every toilet room. Now, I don't know, but usually 8-year-old girls do not have periods, right? I mean, not okay. That's way too young. Yeah. So why would they be putting those in the bathrooms, I don't know. And I'll tell you what. You put those things in the bathroom with a bunch of boys, real biological boys, boy, you are asking for some weird stuff to happen. Let me tell you what. The instructions were included in the guidelines published by a local council earlier this month on taking a period positive approach, which asserts that there is more work to do across all settings to prevent and reduce the stigma related to periods and talking about periods. I didn't know what a period was till I was in my teens, okay? And I even then, at first, if you remember in the 70s, what do they call it? My friend is with me. Remember that? Although later on you found out I wasn't much of a friend. Just saying. So, anyway. No, really, seriously, remember all the little buzzwords and everything else? You know, notice as a society, we've actually taken such a left turn that we're ready to fall off the planet. I'm watching advertising tonight on TV that is, I guess it's in prime time, right? It's from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to about 6 o'clock or something like that. And some of the commercials have beeps in them. Well, we all know what beeping means, right? They're beeping out one of those questionable words that you don't want your kids to hear. Well, here's the problem with that. The kids today know what the beep is. They know what it means. They know the connotation it carries. What's it all about? Why do we have to? Why has it got to the point where we have to use foul language to get a point across? And if foul language is acceptable, why beep it? Let's just go for broke. What do you think? Right? Forget the modesty laws. Forget the modesty on TV. You know what? Just let it rip. You want naked people on there? Put them on. You want them swearing? Put them on there. And let's see what parents really have a spine enough to be parents. You never know. The instructions were included in the guidelines published by a local council. Under the subheading Key Messages, teachers are told to stress to pupils that trans boys and men have non-binary people and have periods, as well as that periods are something to celebrate. Oh, my God. Even women who have periods don't want to celebrate them. What are you going to put up balloons? Maybe a cake with some candles? We all go out for ice cream afterward? I don't understand. What's to celebrate?
You're not pregnant.
Well, I guess, okay, that might be a celebration. You. Language and learning about periods must be inclusive of all genders, cultures, faiths, and sexual orientation. Well, the faith thing is a joke, because they don't really mean faiths. And sexual orientation. For example, girls and women and others who have periods. Notice that? Girls and women and others who have periods, according to the document, which also tells schools to ensure that bins for used period products are provided at all toilets from key stage 2, pupils aged between 7 and 11. All pupils and students from year 4, which is like 8, 9-year-olds, receive age and development appropriate period education within a planned program of relationships and sex education. Because, you know, the only thing on the mind of an eighth grader is how they can nail little Susie or Sammy or whatever the person's name is. What?
An eighth grader?
Eighth grader, right? No, 8 to 9 years old.
8 year old.
Right? This is an education because we have to help them understand relationships. How about we let the parents do that? What do you think? I mean, it's amazing to me that some of these school districts who really believe their whole job is to teach your kids all about social norms and social morals. No. No, no, no. It is not your job to do that. School district's job is not to teach kids moral values. It's not to teach kids what's right or wrong in the social world. That's left up to the parents. And do not send me an email asking me, well, what if the parents don't do it? Then you know what? The parents don't do it. You can lay guidelines down. You can lay guidelines out that, you know, nobody's allowed to be hit. Right? Everybody should be treated with respect. Those are different than looking at a child and, from a Christian standpoint, okay, looking at that child, you know his parents are Christian, and you're telling him that same-sex marriage is okay, and it's totally acceptable, when his parents might be telling him something different. You don't have a right to do that. Yeah, you heard the button on that one, right? I just took off. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassoon, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
I don't know who disgusts me more. See, Comey at the microphone or Schumer at the microphone? I haven't decided yet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website for more information on the show and how you get notified and what have you. I got to finish this story because it's making me nuts. This is a story about a school that has ordered the teachers to tell 8th graders, or 8-year-olds, sorry, 8-year-olds. 8-year-olds. Think about that. You got an 8-year-old around you somewhere. That boys can have periods, too. Let that sink in. This is what's being taught at public schools, right? Not all, but this is what's being taught at the public schools. So they're saying all pupils and students from the year, the fourth grade, if you would, 8 to 9 years old. right? They want them to receive an age-appropriate development kit. Now, I don't know what that means. See, it depends on who's deciding what age-appropriate is, doesn't it? In addition to this, the document demands that schools also take a cross-curricular approach to learning about periods. Again, what I don't understand is, why are we teaching eight-year-olds what a period is? Right? You just told me, the producer Tammy told me that girls 8 are not having periods. So why do they need to know? And why can't we let parents share this? Why does it have to be the school doing it? Can you just leave it alone? But the one I loved the most was, they must include all genders. So what happens when you start teaching these kids that are 8 years old and 9 years old that boys can have periods too, and then you get to biology class, right? You get to the class that talks about what parts of pieces, I don't even know what you want, you couldn't call them genders anymore, right? What humans, different humans have. And why is it that the humans with the, well, I'll just say it, put your fingers in your ears if you need to. Right, so the human with the penis, where does it have the period from? Right, it's not a male anymore.
And why?
Yeah, and well, yeah, well, what's the reason? I mean, if you follow through what the period is all about, how do you explain that in a biology class? These kids are going to grow up and say that they're going to believe nothing that you tell them anymore. I'm going to love it when these kids are, you know, 25, 30, 35 years old and coming back at you and saying, how much dope did you guys smoke? I mean, seriously. And now the council is going to give out pronoun badges so that everybody kind of knows what everybody is. At 8 years old, you don't even know what colors match. Seriously. You know, you think that a Huff on Sunday is good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, it's the craziness of social justice. That's really what it boils down to. It's the craziness that the social justice warriors think they need to put out there. And it just never stops. And I mean, it never stops, right? And then you got Chuck Schumer coming out today saying, hey, President Trump is not getting any wall, any part of a wall, or anything to do with a wall. And we're willing to shut down the government. Well, let him shut it down. I think it's wonderful. We're going to go to Johnny in California to talk about this. He's got an idea what should be done with the wall. Johnny, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. So tell me about the government shutdown. You good with it? You not good with it? Do you think Trump should go, hey, they did it? What do you think should happen here?
Well, I think they should shut the government down, but the big question is, if you and I have a job and it shuts down, we no longer receive a paycheck. Do our government officials still receive their pay?
Well, yes. The legislators do, and I think it should be that they don't receive nickel one, okay? The workers don't. And but they don't until they come back. And then when they come back, they get the retro pay from being gone because it wasn't their fault that they're gone. But here's my question for you. What do you think of this, Johnny? If only essential workers will be allowed to stay and be paid, and the government's still running, and they're still spending billions of dollars a day, maybe those people that have a home truly are not needed. What do you think?
Well, I agree. If they're non-essential, why are they there to begin with?
That's right.
Who hired them?
Well, let me tell you something about government. Anytime you hire somebody, it not only takes an act of Congress, but it takes an act of the president and five other people to fire them. It is almost impossible to fire a government worker. And you've seen that.
We need to change that.
Well, no, we do. And you know what? I tell you what. Some of my Republican friends are really upset about the way the election went. But I start to think about it more and more. And there were many people in the mix that lost. Many Republicans that lost. Maybe they needed to lose. Okay? Because were they really for the American people? Were they really supporting our president and supporting the policies?
That is something that I don't have an answer for. Maybe you do. When I was growing up in high school, they taught us you elect your officials. Once they are in office, then they drop their party and do what's right and what's best for the American citizens. Mm-hmm. When did that stop?
Oh, quite some time. Well, that's you're exactly right, though, as far as that goes. When you get in there, see, the party politics was supposed to be, in essence, in a proper world, you have different platforms that you line up with, things that you're more inclined to do than not. And those parties push those particular principles or policies or processes, and you line up more with them, so you get on that team, so to speak. What's happened now is the American part of that equation, being American, being a U.S. citizen, being supporting the United States, is gone out of the equation. You're either supporting Democrats or you're supporting Republicans. You agree with me? That's what it's become.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
But
nothing.
I mean, you know, it really stinks because people my age, with you know, is wondering what happened. When did it happen? When did we become non-essential?
Well, you and the kids and the people at my age group as well always thought that this thing would just truck along and it was doing fine and we were having some little disagreements. But, man, the plan all along, I don't believe it's ever been equality. I believe it's been control. And as you see it now, under Obama, they felt so empowered. Those people who want to take control away from the people felt so empowered that they went ahead and just, now it's in your face. Everything they do now is right in your face. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
Yeah, and then everything we have to say is what's the word?
Discounted. Thrown away. Flushed.
Exactly.
Johnny, thanks for calling. I appreciate your call. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to talk about Chucky the Schumer. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. James Comey, the former FBI director, back on Capitol Hill testifying for almost 6 hours at a hearing before House Republicans behind closed doors. Comey takes the opportunity at a news conference to rail against President Trump, Republicans, and Fox News. Topics at the hearing reportedly include the Steele dossier, Mike Flynn, and Hillary Clinton's emails, Ohio Congressman Republican Jim Jordan.
You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn. And there's a host of other things that he did that just weren't consistent with how you're supposed to do things.
And a miserable day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points. The NASDAQ down 156. And the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year. The S&P down 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I was just thinking during the break, I saw something over my shoulder. As you know, I have the TV on here in case we have breaking news. Pelosi's out there screaming about the morality or lack of morality of the Republicans and how they're not upset about this young girl that died who, came up here with her parents or her dad. And she died, we find out, from dehydration. And the Border Patrol agents worked crazy on her to try to save her life. Now, she was in Tijuana with the rest of them. So mom and dad or dad could have got them water, could have got what she needed. I'm not blaming on the dad. I'm not blaming on the mom. I'm just laying out something. You cannot just lay this at the feet of the American people. They came up here under false pretenses that everybody would be allowed in. You got to know better. So anyway, Pelosi's running around talking about how bad we are as Americans. How... You know, we're not compassionate anymore under this regime or this administration. And the funny thing about 85% of what Trump is doing, Obama did. No outrage. They don't care. Right? It's all about partisan politics. One does it, it's okay. The other doesn't. And it's never going to, as far as I'm concerned at this point in time, it's never going to stop unless you get rid of the parties. We're not going to do that either. But if you noticed... Like last year, in the State of the Union address, where was Pelosi on the victims, the parents, the families of the victims killed by illegals? She stayed in her seat. She didn't applaud them. She didn't give them any respect. She didn't care. They don't care. Now, that's not the Democrat Party I know. I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you are you going to what? I know plenty of Democrats that are loving and caring people. Matter of fact, some of them refer to themselves as pro-business Democrats. They don't like the taxes that are being levied like here in California and other places. Some of them have grown up as Democrat. I didn't grow up as a Republican. I grew up as a Democrat in Demachusetts. It's in your DNA when you're born there. They inject it the minute you come out of the womb. But really and sincerely, some of these people really, you know, once they love the party, but they grew up believing the party was stood for a certain thing. And maybe on the JFK it did. But it has slowly deteriorated. And you just look at what's going on now. This is why you get the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's of the world. And they're trying to prop her up. They're trying to help her up. But even CNN has had it with her. Even Cuomo was calling her out on some of her idiotic thoughts and ideas and proposals. And she's got that look in her face that really, same thing, she's got the Chucky Schumer look. I know more than you. I'm smarter than you. I got it going on. Leave me alone. It's quite scary, frankly. But I find it heartless. They call us heartless. There was no word. There was no speech. I mean, the Democrats could score so many points by simply giving a speech about how, look, it's sad and it's heartbreaking that some illegals, they won't even say these words, that some illegals have decided to commit crimes, heinous crimes. We deported them 5 or 6 times and they made their way back. That is a hole or a loophole, a problem with our legal system, and we're going to fix that. That we shouldn't be allowing those kind of criminals back in. Yes, we should be deporting MS-13 members. We don't want to bring violence, but many of those coming, a lot of them coming, are looking for a better life. They could go down that road. But you see, where they shoot themselves in the foot is they will not talk about the wrongs being committed by the illegals. So in essence, by looking the other way, they're creating this problem themselves, are they not? They're creating the problems that you see when it comes to that divide between right and left. When you say, when you have CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG all saying in the early days or even halfway through the caravan on its way up to our border, say that there weren't that many people, that they were mostly families. And when in reality, when you get down there, when you had people looking, when you had reporters in there showing you that it was 70% men, where that's mostly families, I don't know. You saw many gang members. You heard about things that were going on. And all of that was discounted or not reported on at all by mainstream media. So they create this angst. They create this negativity. They create this nastiness because they won't simply tell the truth. And yet they accuse us of that all the time. They're really good at that. And we yet still refuse to keep them on their toes. We still refuse to keep them replying or responding to the flat-out lies that they're telling. Again, I'm conversing with some people in the Republican Party in my home, well, not my home state, but my state that we live in now, California. And they're talking about getting kinder, gentler. Yeah, here you go, new word. So why would you do that? They see kindness as a form of weakness. Remember how they suck people in. I'm here for you. They hate you, so I'm here for you. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to make sure you get the services you need to survive. I'm going to make sure you get to vote. I'm going to all these things. I'm going to make sure there's food on your table, even if it comes from the government. Even if I have to take the tax money from those people that hate you. You know, they hate you, you know. This is the picture they paint that the left paints to new people coming to this country, illegal or otherwise. And yet, again, you look over history. Teaching history again would take care of this. You look over history, and who, over and over and over again, who has been the fighter for individual rights? Republicans. Who were the fighters to free the slaves? Republicans. Who was who were the fighters to give women the right to vote? Republicans. True equal rights, Republicans. There's no way around it. And their answer, the pat answer is what? Well, the party's flipped. Really? Can you tell me exactly when and how? And the thing I always love is that tell me where it happened, because it couldn't have happened with LBJ. Right? And because he was one of the most racist people on the planet. And you move through the system, couldn't be Jimmy Carter, another racist man. As I like to remind you over and over and over again, remember it was Carter that refused to build a school when he was on a school education board in Georgia, because it was going to be built on the same side of the street as an all-white school, and he was afraid that the white kids and the black kids were going to have to share the sidewalk. Come on, let that sink in. And I know some of you Dems that listen to the show, explain that to me. Because he was one of yours. So if the party's flipped, are you saying Carter was a Republican? Are you saying LBJ was a Republican? When did that happen? I'm very confused. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the immortal words of Yul Brynner, always a puzzlement when this stuff comes up. All right, Chuckie Schumer. He says Trump's not going to get the wall in any form. No way, shape, manner, form. Not on your life. He said that on NBC's Meet the Press last Sunday. So, Schumer said that President Trump should understand there are not the votes for the wall in the House or the Senate. He's not going to get the wall in any form. Even the House, which is a majority Republican, they don't have the votes for his $5 billion wall plan. Now, Ryan, afraid of what's going to happen, sent all the House home until Wednesday night, a day and a half before the shutdown. I certainly don't have the votes in the Senate. Now, we Democrats, Leader Pelosi and I, offer the president two options as to how to avoid the shutdown. We should not let a temper tantrum or threats push us in the direction of doing something that everybody, even our Republican colleagues, know is wrong. Now, shutting down the government isn't necessarily wrong. Sorry. If it makes a point and sends a shiver down your spine, great. But when you make a dictator an ultimatum to the president, that's not negotiating. What school of negotiation did you go to? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Should we shut it down or shouldn't we? We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
It only looks like it's gonna help. I don't know if it really helped. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for just taking the time to be part of the process. Seriously. I want you involved. Always want you involved. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Yeah, I know. I need to sit up. What do you want from me? Anyway, seriously, I'm just going to jump back in. If you want to learn more about me, the show, you want more information on the show, head over to therealside.com, and you'll get all kinds of information about the show. I'm good with the shutdown, I got to tell you. I've had it with these games. I want some pain, you know, and if the Republicans don't spin this right, if they don't do it right, then shame on them. They deserve what they get. It's really that simple. They just deserve what they get. If we don't start speaking up, this is kind of what I got that in talking with my local California party. on where we need to go and the direction we need to go with. We need to be as assertive as they are, and the only difference between the two is we need not lie about it, because let me tell you what, there's plenty on them. And we need to put it out there and not let them get away with anything, and I mean nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about how Chuckie Schumer said the president's not going to get anything he wants, basically nothing on the wall. And when you think about this, I mean, this doesn't sound like there's compromise here. It doesn't sound like they're willing to work. It sounds like they want to dictate. And Schumer has never stopped with his mindset way back when President Trump first got sworn in. What did he say? You guys can all go listen to his speech. Trump will not get any support from the Democrats unless he legislates, unless he, you know, runs the office from the Democrat side. And at the time he said that, the Republicans had just won 36 governorships, 39 houses of legislature across the country, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Does that not tell you where Chuck Schumer's mind is at? Does that not tell you that no matter what goes on around them, whatever's swirling around their head, they don't really care about it? What they believe to be true, see, it's almost a religion for them. They're the ones that do it right. They're the ones that know how to legislate. Nobody else knows. Look at Nancy Pelosi talking about what a great legislator she is. How smart she is. That in and of itself needs to scare you. But Chuck is right. They don't have the votes for the $5 billion wall plan because they're a bunch of cowards. The Republicans need to put it out there and just deal with it. This is what President Trump got elected to do. It's what he got elected for. Whether you like him or not, he's the president. Whether you like him or not, he's late. You know what? Whether you like him or not, he's carrying out what he said he was going to do. He's not adding to it, but he's carrying out. But here's the hypocrisy behind all of this. Bernie Sanders, right, the one who calls Trump all kinds of names, didn't he support an $18 billion wall in 2013? And yet today, $5 billion is too much for him? I mean, think about it. I think I got the clip. Let's see if we can have fun with this. Come on, Bernie. Bring it up here. Seriously, Dublin.
I want to talk about two more topics with you, Senator. And one is the president says if there's a shutdown, he's fighting for border security. He'll take that because he wants $5 billion to fund a wall. Do you think this can get done, number one? And number two, do you think the border security is important?
I think border security is enormously important, but I think building a wall is a very costly and inefficient way to do that. And I'm not alone. I mean, many experts think that given the kind of technology that we have today, we can protect our southern border without building the wall and spending $5 billion. Furthermore, Brett, I'm not quite sure. He may, but I'm not quite sure that he has the votes in the House to do that.
Yeah, but Senator, in 2013, you voted for a comprehensive immigration. That included $18 billion for a wall and border security. Mm-hmm. So you're saying the $5 billion is a non-starter?
Well, I'm saying that you have $5 billion as part of tens of billions more for a wall. What I'm saying right now, sometimes you vote for things that are part of a broad package. But if you're asking me, at a time when we have veterans sleeping out on the street, seniors not making it on $12,000 a year Social Security, that's a good investment for the taxpayers of this country to build a wall? No, I don't think it's a good investment.
Well, Bernie, I agree with you. You know, we have veterans sleeping out in the streets, and they're dying. We have seniors that can't make it on $12,000 a year. Maybe we shouldn't be spending $127 billion a year on entitlement programs for illegals. What do you think? Just a thought. Do you see the hypocrisy behind this? They took that and spun it away from border security, and we let them get away with that. I love Brett Baer, and I mean that sincerely. I think he's probably the most honest guy on Fox next to Chris Wallace. All right? But I would not have let him get away with that. So Bernie, let me see if I got this straight. You had total control of the government for 2 years. You did nothing for the vets. Absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, you're worried about them not getting the care they need. Why? Because President Trump wants more money for the wall. How disingenuous is that? Seniors who are living on $12,000 a year, you find that appalling. And we need to deal with that first before we spend all that money on the wall. Well, you want to open up the borders and let them, you think it's going to be free? You think it's going to cost us no money? This is why I say, you're disingenuous. I want to say you're out and out lying, but frankly, I've heard you speak. I think you actually believe this stuff. And when one believes this stuff, you really can't call them a liar, can you? And, yes, he did. And he never answered the question, did he? You voted for comprehensive immigration, included $18 billion in 2003 for a wall. Well, you know, technology has changed now. It's a little different. Oh, that's a good answer. Okay, sure. No problem. How about if you really mean what you say? If you really care about the vets and the seniors, let's say you lay down some bills or what have you, get with your colleagues in Congress and start laying things out. Show by action that you really care about the vets. You really care about the seniors. Why don't you do that instead of helping groom and give us somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? What a gem you've left us with. And matter of fact, I want to know, I'd like to know if Bernie is going to attend her inauguration. Just asking. I'm curious. Maybe he'd be a speaker there. What do you think? Right? 855-732-5563. I just, you can't make this stuff up, people. You really just can't make it up. And it just gets sweeter as the days go on. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about Mexico is building a wall. Mexico is paying for the wall. They're just paying for their own wall. They're actually setting aside $30 billion. To beef up the wall in Central America. Isn't that cool? So they do have money for something. They can't take care of their own, but they do have money for something. And they're going to deal more. I'm sorry, I can't get away from this. This is just too juicy. I'm going to help you understand how to heal from your internalized whiteness. That's right. There are ways that you can get better. There are ways you can get away from that internalized whiteness where, you know, you really don't know you have the disease, but it's there. And it shows in the things you do and the things you talk about. Then we're going to deal a little bit with the corruption. I don't know if some of you knew this, but Mueller deleted all of Strzok's texts before giving the phones to the inspector general. I mean, think about what these guys did. The hoops they jumped through to protect Hillary, Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Billy Bob Clinton, the whole mafia team. But yet they called Trump. They call him dishonest. I mean, I'm telling you, we're going to find out that this FBI cover-up is just going to be, it's going to scare you as to the power that the government has and what you cannot do about it. Because I tell you what, it doesn't scare me. But it concerns me that they're able to get away with that much. It concerns me that Comey isn't in handcuffs yet. It concerns me that Mueller hasn't been shut down yet. And I'm not saying that the investigation needs to go away. He needs to go away. Because there's no honesty there. There's no way there could be any honesty there. Look at the last ditch efforts in the last week. So how many people he's been giving subpoenas to and cranking down on? Jerome Corzine is going to be on the show later on this week. Now, he is... And put a $350 million lawsuit against Mueller. As well he should. And you got to give the guy credit because he's willing to go to jail before he's willing to lie to save his own butt. I got to ask you guys, would you do that? Would you go to jail? Would you perjure yourself, in essence, so that you would get out of going to jail? If Mueller said, look, you get no jail time, just tell me this, would you do it? I'm Drew Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, Mexico's paying for a wall. We'll talk about that the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.